You already know, man. So it's your boy DJ Raw Sticky, man. You are now tuned in to the Weekly Trap. Best believe, man. You know what time it is, man. We finna get into a quick mix, and we finna get to our first topic. You already know what it is, man. You dig? Brand new shit, man. You already know what it is, man. It's that new Meek Mills. Issues. Yeah.
Lord, forgive me for my sins. Used to pray to get a brick.
Trap.
Lord, forgive me for my sins.
Did you want to hurt the game? Bitch, this is a joint off sudden right here.
Glass house. Fucking famous bitches in my trap house. My main bitch, fight my side bitch, cashed out. The only way to keep it quiet when I cash in. Me, feel me for my sin. Used to pray to get a brick. Feel me, feel me for my sin. Used to pray to get a brick. Feel me for my sin. Feel me, feel me for my sin. Feel me for my sin. Me for my sin. Me for my sin. Used to
trap house Sundays.
Nigga, I see like it's hockey and I'm playing with the stick.
Let's get it.
Like me, buddy, got respect the fact we getting rich.
Let's go.
Threw a shot and missed me, threw him back and he got hit. Fucking famous bitches in my trap house. My main bitch, fight my side bitch, cashed out. The only way to keep it quiet when I cash out. Cause a man, young nigga.
We lit.
Say you need a job, come my way, young nigga.
Yeah.
And if I put him out, better spray it on niggas.
Now tune in to the loudest radio show on the motherfucking planet, best believe. Not just a Sunday, bitch.
Cut the middle with boom.
Let's get it live.
Hallelujah.
Ain't counting lies.
Yeah, I know it. Hitting on me, yeah, I know it.
Yeah.
Cut that to that check. Unlike Nike, I just do it. Boy, I must be popping. They keep popping up with rumors. Word, who I'm popping, what I'm copping, who I'm screwing. What you doing?
Wait a minute.
She said, Meek, you know my bourbon, what's his name? Yeah, I know him, he a lame.
He a lame,
don't you ever bring that fuck boy up again. Poppin' all this shit, need some tissue. I can't trust a bitch cause I got issues. Young rich nigga so official. Next up disrespectful might offend you. Bunch of bad bras on the menu. Bunch of foreign cars when we been through. Next up disrespectful might offend you. When it's time for what we send a missile. Cause I'm his snow. Fuck a bad bro, I make a kill snow. I can't ever tell a bitch I miss you. Better not tell nobody if I kiss you. Kissing top, fuck you good, hit you well. I just made like 20 M's, they say it's a L. Niggas playing that I fall and I wish them well. Bitch, you crazy, you're too heavy, you're like this. Bitch, you
crazy. Yeah, yeah.
Whoa. You already know, man, we in the mix. Strap.
901, Chevy Drive, look alive, look alive. Niggas came up on this side, now they on the other side. Oh well, fuck them, dawg, we gon' see how hard they ride. I get racks to go outside, and I spin it with a knife. We up on the
You already know, man, we in the mix, baby.
We lit.
Whoa. Look who I'm around, man. I'ma be down. Listen, you did. We in the mix, man. We'll be right back with some more music, man. You already know it's Trap House Sundays, man. We about to go into another mix, man. what's going on, man? You already know what it is. Your boy DJ Raw Sticky, man. And you tuned into the weekly trap. You feel me? Today on the Daily Couch, man, we're gonna do a segment, man, about, you know, the Breakfast Club interview with Charlamagne Tha God and Monique. Miss Parker. You already know, you feel me? For all those who caught that interview, man. If you didn't catch it, go on YouTube, you already know, pull it up. Get refreshed, you feel me? Now, for me, personally, I've seen the whole interview, man, and I really feel like that was the most craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. In a sense, not really craziest thing in my life, but as in a sense, you know, to say Monique really hurt herself with that interview with me, you feel me? For me personally, because you know when somebody says, you know, it's best to stay silent for people to keep the same, keep the respect about you. It's like when you speak, you hurt yourself more. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, you know, Monique was more held up to a certain degree before she started opening her mouth. And it's like once she started opening her mouth, then you start to see who the real Monique was and what she stood for and how she carries herself. And the funny part about it, her whole demeanor, she was trying to go about it as some nice, sweet old, you know, sweet lady, sweet older lady, you know what I'm saying, and with the baby and the sweethearts, and the, it's like she had a very condescending tone when she was in the interview, and she was very upset. You could tell she was upset about getting Donkey of the Day from Charlamagne, but the thing about it was, there's a reason why you got the Donkey of the Day. It's not the fact that you just up and called the Donkey of the Day, and that's what she wasn't understanding, is that you did something to deserve this. And what she did was in the comparing herself to comedians who have really had a real bigger repertoire of work than she has, and are currently doing things as well more than what she's doing now. And it's all about, like Charlamagne was saying, it's about what have you done recently type of game, you feel me? To where you're being judged on how much you're worth by the body of work you're doing recently, not the overall body of work you have done. And, you know, Monique's not understanding that, you know. And while she was there in the Breakfast Club, you know, Charlamagne asked her these questions over and over, and she kept dancing around the subject. She kept, you know, she kept bullshitting in my eyes, you know what I'm saying, and then trying to distract you with some other shit, throw you off from what you really wanted to know. And Charlamagne, you know, throughout the whole time, I felt like, you know, he was respectful to the point, you know, to where, you know, he didn't let what she was saying get under his skin, because I felt like she was trying to piss him off to get him to get on some extra ass shit with her. You feel me? Because she wasn't even calling him Charlamagne Tha God. One, that's disrespect right there too. And I was talking to some young ladies before on Facebook, and you know, about the situation, and they totally seen it a whole different way. You feel me? They felt like Monique told him about himself, and she did that and all that shit. Well, only thing she did to me was just straight up make herself look crazy. You know what I'm saying? And I don't see none of the stuff that they're talking about as in where she corrected or put it to Charlamagne, when all she was doing was basically telling him he's Uncle Tom, all this extra shit, because she couldn't get her way with the point that she was trying to prove. And I felt like, you know, she was just on some childish shit where, okay, your point's not getting across, so now I'm gonna start calling you this and that. Since you wanna call me Donkey of the Day, you're Uncle Tom. Since you wanna call me Uncle Donkey of the Day, you don't support black women. You bring down black women. You know, to be honest, man, I've been seeing Charlamagne like a feminist. This nigga's scared of pussy. You know what I'm saying? As in, like, not scared of pussy. Fuck. Scared of women, period. Like this man respects women to the level of, you know, he's not gonna say no crazy shit about no chick. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he's the last dude I'll say that will probably disrespect a woman on the radio. You know what I'm saying? Especially the way society is now. So, you know, I really felt Monique was just trying to dirty his face with women in general, black women especially. You know what I'm saying? And it didn't work. You know, calling on gender bias and racial bias, you know. It's bullshit, man. Work hard for your shit and get what you need. It's Trap House Sundays, man. You already know. The Weekly Trap, baby. Couch, baby. What's good, everybody, man? You already know. It's your boy DJ Raw Sticky, man. And you are now tuned into Trap House Sunday's Daily Couch here on the Weekly Trap. You already know what it is, bro. You feel me? And so, shit, right now on the Weekly Trap, man, this goddamn subject right here is really touching to me. I seen it, man, on Facebook's the breakdown from the Young Turks, the TYT segment. There was a young lady by the name of Hannah Cranston, I think. Yeah, Cranston. Hannah Cranston, you hear me? And she had a segment where she was going on a rant about, you know, Kobe Bryant and, you know, how she's literally disgusted with the fact that, you know, he's receiving an Oscar in light of the fact that he was once in a, well, he is, in her eyes, a rapist to a woman, a molester, a piece of shit, a terrible person, all that and above. And how she's sickened by America, how we could easily forget the fact that he raped a woman, like, what, damn near 15, 16, 20 odd years ago, and still at the same time gave him an Oscar for his short film where he was telling his story of his life with basketball through poems over pencil drawings, and it was an Oscar winning, you know, short where, you know, people were feeling it, you feel me? But she was disgusted, and to her, she was like, she couldn't believe that it was even possible that he even got the Oscar for such a low ball or low effective piece of work in her mind. Like, you know, okay, it was riveting. That's what she said, unquote. And I couldn't really believe that, you know, she was speaking with such vigor to, you know, make sure people get across that, yo, this man's a scumbag. How could America give him an award like such? And he went around raping women and molesting women and stuff like that. And the funny thing about it is she's spreading this propaganda against a man, which really made me look at the way America is right now. And it seems like every time somebody goes for something, we're always quick to cut them down, especially black people, you feel me? The fact that Kobe Bryant got this Oscar was big in itself. And how he got it to me was even bigger because, you know, it wasn't no big product. It wasn't no big production. It was a simple put together short where he's talking about basketball and you have a nice cartoon going along with it. So, you know, it's really weird how, you know, somebody would shit on this man's achievements, you know what I'm saying, in life, and put him in a state of character that, you know, that he's a nobody. He's just a ball player. All he does is put a ball through a metal hoop. You go listen to it for yourself. It's very disgusting how she's talking about him, you feel me? And a lot of the subjects she was bringing up was wrong. A lot of subjects she was talking about was very off. And she reminded me of Tommy Lauren from Fox News, you feel me? And in a sense, I was like, so the Republicans have Tommy Lauren. Now the Democrats have Hannah Cranston. Okay, because she was doing the exact same thing, ranting the exact same way about Kobe and his award that he won at the Oscars. And I feel like, you know, America, whenever they see a black man rise to the top in any situation, especially in stuff that they care about, you know, the man cares about, let's just keep him in that category, the stuff the man cares about, whenever black people ascend to the level where white people respect and hold dear, automatically cutting them down, automatically talking shit about it, you know what I'm saying? And it's disgusting, you know. And I really feel like, you know, TYT themselves, you know, I follow them a lot. I like TYT. I felt like this was very disgusting. A lot of people didn't like this segment, and it was really terrible. But, you know, you gotta do better, man, and stop following people. Y'all the same ones that talk about, you know, what's her name? And now you got your own. You feel me? So Yeah, man, so you already know it's your boy DJ Ralph Sticky. You already know what it is. Wrapping up another day of the weekly trap. You already know we chilling in the vibe, chilling in the crib. You know what I'm saying? About to get down with the get down, about to roll it up, turn it on, and turn it out. You already know what it is, man. So you already know. Tune in tomorrow. We're gonna be lit. New subjects, more music, turned up. You already know what time it is, man. Be sure to be out there, man. Kush Madness going down tomorrow night, y'all. Real talk. And then Saturday Night Live re-up show live is going to be going down Saturday. It's a turned up weekend, man. We got industry going down over there in Wynwood Sunday night after Trap House. You know where I'm going to be at. So, fuck with your boy, man. It's your boy DJ Ralph Sticky, man. It's Trap House Sunday, weekly trap. He was just on the daily couch, baby. Yup. Yeah.